18th of December, that's a Sunday, we have a Grinch photo shoot going on where people can bring their families and take a holiday-themed photo shoot with the Grinch. On that same day, at the same time, we will also be having a book exchange with youth in our community. That will be from 1 to 4 p.m. at the high school.
Okay.
And then our big event this coming on this holiday season is Christmas wrapping. It is going to be on December 13th, 15th, and 19th, all at the high school. We're going to wrap your gifts willingly for you.
I'm sorry, I had to chuckle about that because for people like me, wrapping is not a willing venture. So how many of your FFA members are going to be part of the, specifically focusing on the wrapping side of things, how many are you going to have willingly wrapping our presents here on the 13th, 15th,
willingly
18th?
Wrapping your presents?
This
is why we chose to do this event, is because we have 65 members that all want to be involved. So this was an event that we could plan and we could get lots of people to help with. So I bet you we have 30 to 35 members able to help us.
Nice. So what prompted you guys to think of these trio of events in the middle of December here as either, you know, community fun activities or a way to provide some peace of mind here for folks across the area?
So when we're thinking of activities to do, we're thinking of ways to give back, ways to help out.
Easy enough. Who came up with the idea for the Christmas trees? I got to ask that. The Christmas wrapping. I apologize.
Oh, the Christmas wrapping. Actually, it was our members, our officer team. We talked about it at one of our officer meetings, and we just thought this would be something that, first of all, we would enjoy doing. We would have fun doing it together as a group, but also we could get a lot of us to help with it.
Okay. Remind folks here what the hours are going to be for these trio of events, because we're a month out or thereabouts to it, so there's a possibility that some of us may wind up forgetting. But what are the hours going to be here for the activities?
For the Grinch photo shoot on December 18th, it's 1 to 4 p.m. at Emporia High School. And then for the Christmas wrapping on December 13th, 15th, and 19th, you can drop off your gifts starting at 3:45, and you can drop them off all the way up to 7:30.
Good deal. Now, is there a suggested donation that goes specifically with the Christmas wrapping side of things to help you guys out with other programs, or is this just basically free will? If you want to get those presents wrapped up, then you guys will take care of it for us.
So we decided on the cost as a free will donation.
Okay.
Because we want to help people who are also unable to wrap their gifts, we will do it hands down.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Morgan, how excited are you to have these trio of events taking place in the middle of December here for the community?
I'm really excited because as the FFA chapter, we really enjoy being around each other. So when we plan these events, we get excited about, first of all, helping out, and second of all, just being together as a group, having fun with each other.
Good deal. Morgan McCoy again from Emporia High with the FFA chapter joining us here as we talk about activities taking place in December. Morgan, before we let you go here, talk a little bit about what you have going on maybe once you get back from the winter break for FFA, because, you know, getting a chance to talk with you and your fellow compatriots here a couple of weeks back, it sounds like you're always busy.
Yes, there is always something we're doing or thinking of doing. Really, we've been focused on the December stuff. But I know at our last meeting we had a lot of committees going on for one of the things was we would like to do snacks at Bungie when the farmers are waiting in line for harvest. That is something I know people are working on. I know there's so many things. They're hard to list out.
I understand.
I guarantee you things are coming, and when we know, we'll let you know.
All right. Hey, absolutely. Please keep us in mind because we'd be happy to get the word out. Morgan, are we missing anything here with what you had planned to talk about here this morning?
No, I think it's been perfect.
Good deal. Well, Morgan, thanks so much. Have a great Thanksgiving, and hope you have a lot of folks here for your activities next month.
Yep, you too. Thank you.
All right, Morgan McCoy joining us from the Emporia High FFA Group as we wrap up our 8:05 newscast here today on KVUE and KVUE.com.